Guys, very quickly, I've been getting calls from companies that are getting ready to bid on a proposal that's gone out from the city of Branson regarding removal of debris from the city of Branson. The confusion they have is whether or not they're going to be able to utilize the transfer station and place that within their bid. And what they want to do, of course, is to have all the bids be apples to apples, so forth and so on. I got a copy of the addendum from the city of Branson for debris removal. And the clarification is this. It says, building material of the scope of work states that said material should be transported to an approved landfill. The Taney County Transfer Station, located on Buchanan Road, is not considered an approved landfill. Now, while that seems to indicate that they're not going to utilize the transfer station, the very next paragraph is a substitution. And it refers to the new replacement page includes a new deductive alternative cost for possibly using the Taney County Transfer Station as an alternative disposal site instead of an approved landfill. And so they're confused as to whether or not to utilize the landfill or not utilize the landfill in their bidding. If we, and obviously they're waiting on us, it doesn't make any difference to me one way or the other, but if we accept it, then we need to let them know that we're going to accept it, and if we're not accepting it, then they need to know that so that everybody can bid equally. The reason...
I've got a couple of phone calls drawn today on the same subject.
Okay.
I told them I'll bring it up on Monday. So my position of not accepting commercial debris was strictly at the recommendation of Mr. Stottle saying we couldn't handle the volume. And that's really the caveat that I have to rely on. I don't know how much volume we're talking about and if we can keep pace with the volume.
Right, and I don't have the answer to that either. The reason for the call today, of course, is that the bids will be coming in and will be opened on Monday in the city of Branson, so they needed us to act quicker.
Ron?
Yes, sir.
I listened to the entire tape this morning, and our decision-making was based upon the up to the 11th, and then we were going to make a decision on the extension of use not with commercial haulers. Well, the reason I say that is because I talked to two of the boys that haul for us, and there's four trucks leaving out there periodically, and they said they couldn't handle anymore. And that's just with the people that are bringing stuff to get rid of it. And those boys said that they just can't handle any more debris other than what they're taking in right now.
Well, I don't think, guys, that
Allied Waste also called me today and said that they have a proposal they want to present to us where they could help add 10 more trucks to the rotation so that we could handle the volume. My question to them was, well, what's that going to cost us? I mean, do we lose money on that venture?
I don't think that this matters to the, well, maybe I'm wrong about this, to the city as long as everyone bids apples to apples. So if it's one way or it's the other, that way everyone will bid the same. So if the transfer station is not available, then the bid specs clearly indicate that they need to haul it somewhere else, and everybody will bid the same. So that's the real question at hand, I think.
The way I look at it, we don't have to create another problem here with accepting commercial haulers at the transfer station. I talked to those boys, and they said they're even having to wait a little extended time at the landfill. If we add more trucks to the transfer station for our cost to haul up there, then it is going to be longer before they can get back to town, no matter how many trucks we all the four trucks that we've got going now with the trailers, are making the rotation, and they can't, my understanding is they can't handle any more. And our transfer station can't handle any more. So I don't want to back traffic out into the danger zone and create a safety problem. That's where I stand on it, and I would have to be convinced otherwise on the way I would vote. I think that we should extend the same thing that we have for the last, except for the workforce that's out there. I think those boys can go back to regular hours because we've made tremendous advance on getting this cleaned up. But we wouldn't have to extend the hours on the workforce. But the other part of it, anybody that is not charging a fee to the customer can haul it to this landfill, and the people that are hauling out there and volunteering can dump for free.
Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that we did that extension yesterday for the individual property owner, did we not?
Yes, the end of the month.
Till the end of the month.
The end of the month, regular hours, though.
And regular hours at the transfer station. Melissa's here, and she's ready as soon as our decision has been made to notify all parties that...
I would agree with Danny. Based off Mr. Stottle, the pure volume, I would say we maintain the policy we have in place that we're not going to accept commercial haulers to storm debris. Danny, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think that we were going to make a decision based upon the amount of volume that's out there. When I visit with those boys and they tell me that they can't handle any more, then I don't know why we would want to dump commercial haulers on them at that point and then create ourselves a real problem.
Melissa is standing here, so for our clarification, our policy will not change come Monday. It will remain the same. We won't be taking any commercial haulers that have tornado debris.
That's the way that I see it. We cannot afford to. We can't afford to create a safety issue.
I understand. Do you gentlemen feel that a motion's necessary, or just this discussion is fine?
This discussion, I think, is fine.
Okay.
I think we already did that yesterday. If we extended that to the end of the month.
Melissa has understood, and I've understood, and that was the only question I had, gentlemen, and the emergency part of this was to benefit the city of Branson for the bids for this upcoming Monday.
And, you know, we could, once we see something like this take place, Ron, we're always subject to change with it. I feel like that we have to leave ourselves open to be able to change in a week or 10 days or even before the full month was up, if we've seen that we could handle more, because there's been a mass quantity of stuff coming in from volunteers, and the volunteers are leaving.
I would add is that as long as we're consistent, if we all of a sudden think we can handle the volume, whoever wins the bid, then we can work with them. But it shouldn't change the bid outcome if we're all saying the same thing. We're not going to take it at this point. No one gets a special price. It's all going, they need a bid that they're driving to a landfill.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But again, Melissa's going to notify all involved, so they'll get that message loud and clear.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn the emergency session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, have as best and good a weekend as you can.
All right, see ya.